Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Lebracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana. The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Vav. One of the first things when two people come to a din Torah to adjudicate a dispute, one of the first things that will take place when they come to the Beis Din is that they will make a Kabbalas Kinyan. They will effectuate the jurisdiction of the Beis Din by making a Kabbalas Kinyan to accept their authority. Now, in doing so, there are usually two options of how to go to give the Beis Din the koyach to be able to don the shaila in order to answer this question and to adjudicate the dispute. This is what's called pshara, and this is what's called din. It's a little confusing what people understand what pshara is. But in Beis Din, what a pshara means is not the same as what a pshara is outside of Beis Din. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Vav. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbana, Kishem Shahadin Bishloisha, just like the din is with three people, three dayanim, Kach Bitzua Bishloisha. The same thing, when it comes to make a pshara, is also Bishloisha. There's three dayanim to make a pshara. Nigmar hadin, once the din is nigmar, I atar ashay luftsoya. At that point of time, it is usher for the dayan to make a pshara in between the two parties. Until that time, before nigmar hadin, he's allowed to make a pshara, but until after the gemara din, he's not allowed to make a pshara. What we see from this gemara is that the inyan of pshara of bitsua is bishloisha, that it takes a determination of the Beis Din to make a decision as to what a pshara should be. So that means to say that pshara outside of Beis Din is where two people sit down. Sometimes they'll sit down with a person to help them mediate a dispute. Mediation is where two people will sit down with an authority, and that person will hear the two sides and will help guide the two people to come to a mutually agreed settlement. Such a pshara is not what this Gemara is talking about, because such a pshara is really the two parties are themselves consenting to a in-between ground and to have a settlement of what they each would like to agree to and to give a little bit and to get a little bit less than what they would think is coming. The Gemara is talking about that the Beis Din, the Dayanim themselves, have the right to make a bitsua. And this bitsua would be that the dayanim themselves are allowed to paskin even al pi pshara. So that's to say that in such a case, the dayanim would still be hearing the case exactly as in a regular case of a din Torah, but they would be, instead of just being authorized to paskin, this is an arbitration where the dayanim are going to render a decision. That means to say that even if the two parties are not able to come to their own conclusions, the dayanim will hear each side what they have to say. Reuven will say why he feels he is correct, and Shimon will say why he feels he is correct. And the dayanim might, throughout the course of the din Torah, try and see if there is something that the two parties can amicably agree with. But if that does not happen, then the dayanim would be within their authority to paskin and to render a decision based on pshara, if the two parties accepted their authority to do so. So in the onset of a din Torah, one of the first things that happens is that the dayanim will ask the balei dvarim, do you want to accept din, or do you want to accept pshara? And that's based on this Gemara that says, Keshem shahadin b'shloisha, kach bitzua b'shloisha. Nigmar hadin, if the din is nigmar, i'ato rashay l'psoy. At that point, it is usur to make a bitzua. Now, there's a machlegis here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that nigmar hadin means where the bezin actually already rendered the decision. That they actually said, ish pleini ata zakai, ish pleini ata chayiv. That they not only came to their conclusions, but that they gave over that decision to the Balei Dvarim. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that it does not mean necessarily that they actually gave over the decision to the Balei Dvarim. As long as they've already come to the conclusion in their minds what the psak din is, at that point of time, it is usur for the dayan to try and to encourage one of the sides at that point to be mekabel pshara. And the reason being is very simple, is once he knows what the halacha is, so then he's trying to convince him to do shaloi kahalacha. If that person would know that the din is already decided in the mind of the dayan, he would not necessarily agree to that pshara. And therefore, at that point of time, it is also for the dayan to do that. But until that time, before he knows 100% where the halacha is, that he's ready to paskin the shilin to tell them, even though he hasn't told them yet, but if he's already come to that decision, at that point it's already what the Gemara says, Nigmar hadin, i'ato rashoi livtsoya. Tosfos says that Rashi's pshat is meduyik in the Gemara later, where the Gemara says, Nigmar hadin, hechi dami gemar hadin, the simple reading of the Gemara would mean that this is to say that the Bezin already has rendered the decision and has given over the decision to say Ish Pleni Atachayv, Ish Pleni Atazakai. Whereas according to Tosfos has to learn B'doichik, that what this means is that in their minds they've already come to the point that they could already say Ish Pleni Atachayv, Ish Pleni Atazakai. Now the Gemara has a machloikis as far as the extent of what the mitzvah is. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says mitzvah livtsoya, and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya has a little of a different sheet. So he says ad shloi tishma, or once you've heard, but iatu yadei lehechan adin noita. This is a lower level than what we said before of nigmar hadin. In this case, he says that once the dayan knows which way the din is noita, even though he did not make a full hachlata, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasya, at that point it is already usur to make a bitzua, to make a pshara. Whereas the first shita was that nigmar hadin, only if it's nigmar hadin, i'ato rashoi livtsoya. Lahalacha we paskin, like the shita, that only if it's nigmar hadin, i'ato rashoi livtsoya. But if it's before that, if it's just the dayan is yodeh lehecha noita, but he did not yet make a hachlata gemura, he did not yet make a full decision as to what the psak is to be, at that point, he is, only at that point that he's made a hachlata, is he not allowed to paskin, as is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Once the din is mukhlat, as far as what the din is going to be, so then it is usur for the dayan to make a bitzua. Aval acha de mechaber in simin yud beis, sif beis, says, aval acha shegemar hadin, va'omer ish pleini, va'omer ish pleini ata zaka, ish pleini ata chayiv, enu rashoi, at that point he is not allowed, la'asesh pshar b'nehem. Aval acher, but the mechaber does say this, that if there is a different person, she'enoi dayan, who is not one of the dayanim, rashoi la'aseis pshar b'nehem, that person is still allowed to try and make peace amongst the people. But conditional on the fact that it is not in the makam hadin. If it's in the makam hadin, if it's in the beis din itself, it's also even for an adam acher, even a different person, to try and bring a pshara where the bezin already made a psak din. There is an exception, as is brought in Tosfos. Dibra Masal Nigmar Hadin is that the makim where the chiv is going to be a chiv shvua. So in such a case, even the bezin is still allowed to try and convince the parties not to make a shvua and to make some type of a pshara to avoid a shvua, because of the fact that there's a chaymer to make a shvua. The Gemara in Shavuah says how severe it is to make a Shavuah, and therefore, in order to avoid it, we know that if the Bezin does render a Shavuah, it says Suru no mehanoshim harishayim ha'elez, that the Bezin says that both sides are considered to be rishayim, both the person who is the one that is the Toivea and the Nitva, even though it's possible that the Toivea did nothing wrong, in as much as the other person owes him money and he's being chayv in the other person a Shavuah, and he knows that he's correct and the other person is in the position of making a Shavuah to pater himself. So what should the Tevea do? But Afal Pikhiyin Chazal tell us that a person who put himself into the situation to deal with a person and to lead himself into a position that the other person has to make a Shavuah has also done something wrong. And therefore the Gemara there says that both the Tevea and the Nitva are considered to be in some way Rishoyim. And therefore even after a Gemara Din that there's a Chiyiv to have a Shavuah, still the halacha is that the Dayanim are allowed to help and try to convince them that they should make a pshara. There's a similar Gemara as far as this halacha of Lehechan Adin Noita, which is also brought in this Gemara, is that when a dayan has two people that comes in front of them, Echad Rach ve'Echad Kasha, this is brought in the Mechaber, Simin Yubesef Aleph. So here, it's the halacha is actually Tishma Divrayim, before he has heard what they said, Oy Misha Tishma Divrayim, if he heard what they had to say, the Iata Yoidea Lehechan Adin Noita, he does not yet know in which direction the din is going to be, Ata Rashoy Loimer Lehem, he's allowed to say, I do not want to take this case. If one is a Adam Olem, one is a hard person to deal with, and one is an Adam Rach, and the Dayan is worried that the person is going to pursue him if he paskins against him, so he's not mechuyev to take the case. There is questions where there is a Dayan Kavua, and he is established in the ear to be the Dayan. In such a case, he might not be able to withdraw. But in a case not such a case, then the halacha is that if it's loy shama, or if it's shama, if he does not yet know lehechan adin noita. Again, over here the question is lehechan adin noita. To what extent does that mean? Like we saw in the Gemara, that nigmar hadin means is that the dayan already knows to be machlit. He's already made his decision as to what the gemara din is going to be, and in such a case, the dayan, if he has a hachlata already, in such a case he's not allowed, even if he already knows which direction here the din is going, then the halacha is the dayan is not allowed to back out. You could make a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos that if according to Rashi the halacha of nigmar hadin is only where he says ish pleini ata chayv ish pleini ata zake, where he actually renders the decision and gives it to them. So according to Rashi, it could be that lehechan adin noita, the weird direction where the din is going, could mean the equivalent of what Tosfos learns of Nigmar Adin, that he knows the halacha, but he didn't yet say it. So according to Rashi, it's possible that when it says Lehechan Din Noita, some of the Mefarshim explain that Lefi Rashi, you would not have to say to the extent of Tosfos, that if he does not even have it sure in his mind yet, according to Tosfos, you have to learn that this means Lehechan Adin Noita is not shot that he knows already what the psak is going to be, because if that would be the case, that's called Nigmar Hadin, and that would not be, and that then there would be no machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Menasya and the Tanakhama, because Rav Shimon ben Menasya is the one that says that Iyata Yodei Lehechan Adin Noita. So there must be some type of a difference between the case of Lehechan Adin Noita, and therefore, according to the sheet of Rashi, it could be that the din of Lehechan Adin Noita is even further along, that he even knows more clearly which direction it's going. But certainly, according to Tosfos, he's only allowed to say, I do not want to take the case before that. Once he knows where the din is going, even though one is Rach and one is Kasha, then there's a mitzvah. Is that a dayan is not allowed to have fear for anybody, and therefore it is his mitzvah to continue the din and not to be mistalik. The exception to the rule is in a case where there is a sakonis nefashis, or perhaps even if it's a sakonis mammonis, according to some paiskim, but certainly if it's a sakonis nefashis, there are paiskim that will say that the dayan is allowed to back out of the case. Now there are other instances to be noted that even if the two parties are makabel that they would like the Bezdin to paskin al pi din, that there are certain instances where the halacha is the dayan will be allowed to make some type of a pshara anyway, and to pass in the pshara. The Tshuvas HaRosh says that if the dayan does not have a way to be able to be mevar the metzius, if the question is complex in a way that it's not going to be able to certify exactly what happened, for example, let's say it's sometimes not cost effective to be able to make a conclusion. Api halacha, if you have to get an expert opinion, you have to get three expert opinions. And if in sometimes the entire does not justify to be able to go and get the opinion of three different shamayim, three different expert opinions, because it will cost money. So in such a case, the dayan might be authorized, instead of taking three shamayim, he might be able to use some type of an element of pshara in order to avoid and to keep the din Torah cost effective, rather than to spend the money which would have to be shared by the two parties. He would be allowed to make some type of a pshara in order to avoid this. It's also brought down that it's mutter for the Bezdin to make some type of pshara when it comes to the Mamana Yisaimim, in order to that there should not be a machlaika. So again, another exception to the rule, even without the Kabbalah of the parties, that they're Mekabal pshara. When the parties are Mekabal pshara, the halacha is that they're allowed to back out if they did not make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, and therefore most Batei Dinim, before they would start any case, would make a Kabbalah's Kinyan to determine as far as whether the two parties would want them to don Alpi Pshara or Alpi Din. It should be noted that Batei Din today, you will not really find anybody who's going to want to Paskin Alpi Din, as is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. In Chayshe Mishpat, it says that even then, that a dayan should try to avoid paskening according to the din, and therefore most batei dinim, what they operate is what's called pesher karov ledin, where by and large they would stay as closely to the din as possible. They would still be able to make a pshara, but it would be karov ledin. So for example, if a person was making a tfiya for $1,000, and the person wanted to say, I do not owe you anything, so if the halacha will be that he's chayv the full amount, the dayanim will be allowed to reduce it because of the pesher karov ledin. They would be allowed to reduce it to a maximum of 1/3. So they would be allowed to go from 1,000 down to 1/3 of 1,000. Or if the person is really min hadin pater and does not have to pay at all, then the halacha would be that they would be allowed to make a pshara and to paskin a pshara and to increase from 0 up to 1/3 of 1,000, but not more than 1/3. Whereas if the two parties are mekabel pshara, then the bezin has more of a ability to paskin the pshara, and they're not confined to stay within 1/3. And in that case, they would use their discretion to determine as far as a need. Again, it's important to note also that just because the two parties are mekabel pshara does not mean that the dayanim have to paskin a pshara automatically. If one person is 100% right and one person is 100% wrong, the bezdin will not paskin a pshara for no reason. The bezdin would only paskin a pshara if they see that there is a good reason to do so.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.